Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello.
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 Yes.
My voice cracked. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
What?
Okay. Tonight, welcome
we're
to
definitely going to have.
Yes. We're going to have a fun show tonight. We have a subject called Gamergate, which I was only new to up until 24 hours ago. And we're going to have Facebook and Instagram down because of snow. And then drunk cops hitting drivers, a driver squad. Well, while officers were dealing with another drunk driver. Talk about problems, y'all. Talk about problems. Anyway, well, welcome to AMC Press, and where everything
is
satirical and nothing is not satirical. If that makes any sense, if you can actually figure this out. And, well, where can you find us? All of our information can be found at itsmyurls.com/AMCPress. Shop for us on Zazzle. You can tune our merchandise. Keyword AMC Press pop-up shop. And our Twitter handles are at AMC Press 31 and AMC Press News. And with that, we welcome Nick.
Yes.
Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
How are you?
I am Vengeance. I am Knight. I am Nick Gibson.
Yes, you are Nick Gibson. Now, what is
and
it
you,
all about?
And you, I know it's from last night, but and you are not.
Yeah, I am Nick. It's like, he is Nick Gibson and I am not.
Anyways.
So,
I don't know who you are and what you want.
Exactly.
But if you let her go, there shall be an end of it. But you should know, I have a particular set of skills that make it dangerous for people like you.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, I got nothing.
No. Exactly. I was like, oh, brilliant. He's gone crazy. Oh, shit. So.
Well, considering the meds I take, I think that's already proven fact.
Yeah. So, what is this Gamergate about, anyway?
Funny you ask that, Red Hood. Funny you ask.
Yes.
Well,
please fill us in on how this actually, what the origin of this is, and everything like that.
I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to tell you, good redhead, but first I must go grab Fiona, my trusty guitar.
Okay.
So, basically, Gamergate started out as, should I say, it all can be traced back to, well, one woman. Her name is Zoe Quinn, should I say. She was, I don't really care about the tense, a game developer, so to speak. She created a game called Depression Quest, which, by all accounts, is nothing better than a flash game from the early 2000s. Well, she got a campaign and got it on Steam. Free, but still it's on Steam. Well, anyway, an ex-boyfriend revealed that not only had she cheated on him, but also that she was sleeping with other people on the media. Most importantly, from people such as Kotaku, shall I say. And it was the Adam Baldwin of Twitter who is the first person to use the hashtag Gamergate. Now, it started as a debate over ethics in game journalism, but this being the internet, it slowly devolves into a mess of people arguing what Gamergate is about in the first place. But what really aggravated the thing is a lot of sites, they banned people or outright censored the discussion from even taking place. So, ethics in journalism? I think not. But furthermore, while Gamergate itself is a thing of the past, the issues it presented have not gone away. Because there are certain people in the interwebs who have a certain agenda to push, and they be damned for the consequences. You can not find a more better culprit of this than a one Anita Sarkeesian. Now, have any of you heard this name before?
Just very recently, I would have to say, due to a YouTuber getting put out on blast, which he's known for.
Are you referring to the picture she tweeted with four different white males, two of them being Thunderfoot and Alpha Omega Sin?
Yes.
Yes, it is quite humorous because it leads into a greater issue, which is the third wave feminist, modern feminist, or if you care to use a pejorative, fem-Nazis.
So does that have anything to do with Hitler? Or is that sort of like the
I'm sorry, but Goldwyn Law is not in effect. Please move along. The thing is, people like Anita Sarkeesian is, if you dare try to criticize her, she calls you a sexist and refuses to even hear your arguments, because the human race, we are all imperfect, and a healthy debate is good for any person. Would you agree?
I have to agree.
I mean,
A person cannot learn or grow without the ability of someone questioning their ideals.
Well,
am I
questioning
right?
Your ideas. Well, yeah, in part. But questioning your ideals and questioning your ethics. Those are two completely
precisely
different things.
Precisely, my dear Jason Todd.
So, you know, if you're questioning somebody's ethics, then there's plenty of those. You know, ethically, are we allowed to sell drugs?
No.
Are we allowed to do what?
Yes. Are we allowed to sell drugs ethically? Yes. Are we allowed to
sell drugs? Well, pharmacists do it all the time.
Of course. But I meant on the street. Regular people. People who are drug dealers. Are we allowed to sell drugs?
Well,
yes?
Here's the thing. Caffeine is a mildly addictive drug. So, if a person sells someone a can of Coke on the street, technically, they're dealing drugs.
I mean, on a technicality, you could say that. But then also, there's the other fact of factoid, of the fact that ethically, in gaming, right, sexual mishaps and crap like that happen all the time. People are getting dismembered. Mortal Kombat, for example. Grand Theft Auto would be another.
It is a creative medium.
Exactly.
It is a creative... And besides, for the longest time, boys and men have been the main demographic. And of course, games are going to be for them. Now, granted, that demographic is rapidly changing. And you're seeing more games geared toward the female audience. Like, for example, and I know a lot of feminists would disagree, but Bayonetta, for example. In Bayonetta, you have a woman who is strong, but also embraces her sexuality. You know what I mean?
Not to mention Tomb Raider.
Although I do have umbrage with Tomb Raider, because Lara Croft was designed to be sexually appealing, so I feel she doesn't count. Lara Croft was designed to be enticing to men. A better example would be Samus Aran of Metroid fame.
Oh yeah, Metroid, yeah.
Got it.
And we can go on. I can think of many other female characters, like the Princess Zelda. I mean, yes, she does
exactly.
Kidnap,
Princess
but she also...
Zelda. Yeah.
See, here we have Tifa from Final Fantasy VII. Heck, almost all of the Final Fantasy women are strong. Like, for example, Terra from Final Fantasy VI. She's the main character of Final Fantasy VI. A female. And Final Fantasy VI is arguably the best of the series. Also, Lightning from the Final Fantasy XIII trilogy. And I can't believe I just said this. Fuck you, Square Enix. Anyway, I digest.
I guess.
Oh my!
How can this it affect free speech? Exactly.
Well, when you are not allowing someone to express that right, you are interfering. Because a person has a freedom of speech. They have a right to say whatever they want, but what most people don't realize is they don't have a right to be heard. That's the dichotomy of freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want. You just don't have the right to be heard. If someone doesn't want to listen, they don't have to listen. You can say what you want, but you don't have the right to be heard. That's something people don't take into account. Would you agree?
I feel that when it comes to what we say, it's something that depending on what they're saying, if it's something that could hurt anyone else, hurt someone, like yelling fire in a crowded area, in a mall, that sort of thing. But gaming, I don't see any issue with.
I find it bad.
I agree it is in bad taste. I will agree with that. Should it be illegal? I think not.
No.
I do agree it is in bad taste, though.
I would say yes,
because
it's in bad taste. Yeah, sure.
But you must also take into account a snowball effect. You have one thing that seems like a reasonable choice that leads into another reasonable choice, and another, and another, and another, and then you look back and say, how did I end up in these chains? Oh, yes, it started with one reasonable choice. That's one thing people have to take into account. That, seems innocent and harmless, and then you do another and another, and before you realize it, you're enchained with a number in your forehead. It all starts with something simple, but it always leads into something worse.
I mean, it's kind of interesting the fact that with the latest backlash of Gamergate, how one innocent thing can spiral into a whole bunch of things. You know,
I wouldn't quite call a sex scandal innocent, but go on.
No. I wouldn't say quite innocent as a sex scandal, but, you know, the ex-boyfriend of an indie gamer developer. Okay.
One little thing snowballed into a clusterfuck. At the end, people were debating what it actually was.
But of course it's a clusterfuck, and she's now taking out Target, or did take out Targets, or is still taking out Targets, we can't decide what, hardcore gamers questioning their, I would say, manhood, too. You know, stereotypical gamer of sloppy white men living in their mother's basement.
Red Hood.
And is... Yeah.
You said something. The stereotypical man. That leads me into another thought about feminism.
Okay.
Imagine, if you will, a Barbie doll. Would you agree that with Barbie, feminists hate her because she represents what the ideal figure of a woman should be?
Not really, but that's sexist. I mean, if you're...
Well, here's the thing. It's perfectly okay. I mean, everyone criticizes Barbie for unrealistic women proportions, but...
Barbie.
Look at
Elsa
He-Man. That's what I'm getting into. Women,
but
it's okay to criticize.
Exactly.
Or, I more would like to say He-Man. You know, the large, muscular men?
Yes.
Because how often do you hear the phrase, woman up, or be a woman? The fact of the matter is that there are issues related to male stereotyping and male images that aren't discussed. Because there is a certain ideal or certain body image that not only other men want men to prescribe to, but also women. And another thing to take into account is that one could make the argument that in this day and age, there are certain facets, women have more rights than men. Like, take for example, custody hearings. Women are more likely to gain custody of a child, even if a woman is proven unfit parent, he's still likely to get it. And there's also the simple fact that women usually get lighter offenses when it comes to sex crimes.
I don't think you're right about that. I mean, like, when you're dealing with two different things, you're dealing with ethics versus then the criminal act of free speech. Then,
pardon me. I went off on a tangent.
Yeah. I mean.
Pardon me. My emotions get the best of me. Pardon.
It's all right. But, I mean, you can't quite, you know, kick down somebody a peg if you don't have the shit to back it up. You know what I mean?
Not quite. Could you elaborate, please?
Okay. Right. Ethically. Alright, let's to another level. Okay. Ethically, a serial murder doesn't convict a serial murderer just because he wants to. Right? A murderer doesn't convict murder unless he premeditatively thinks about it, right?
Not necessarily. We have degrees of murder. There's first, second, and third degree murder. And then there's also manslaughter. First degree murder.
Of course it's manslaughter. Yeah. But in this case, wouldn't it be female man game slaughter?
Well, there is degrees of murder. There's first, second, and third degree murder. First degree is completely premeditated, as in planned days, months, weeks in advance. The second degree is some premeditation, but also spur of the moment. And third degree is there is not premeditated, but is also deliberate. And manslaughter is usually you killed accidentally or for a very damn good reason.
Yeah,
so,
but then, okay, let's then backtrack through recent history, okay? Recent history, the guy in the movie theater is now being tried, right? That's manslaughter. What?
Say again?
The guy in the movie theater, right, who killed, who Justice Joker killed mass murdered people, right? Just open fire. That would be mass murder. What she's doing is basically trying to dehumanize men and their video games, which is
kind of like
ripping through free speech, you know? And they're not, you know, if this began with a little tete-a-tete of I'm sleeping with a gamer to get gamer reporters to get favorable reviews, right? Gaming reporting is not unlike reporting for a newspaper, except you're reporting on popular culture, right? So, that's part of that, but yet, what she's doing is calling people out. It's okay to call people out.
I agree.
It's okay to call people out, but once you can start criticizing their ethics, that's a whole other story.
But another thing you have to take into account is that you should not put fire under people unless you're also willing to deal with the fire that will put on yourself. And so far, Anita Sarkeesian has proven that she is unwilling to take these people head on. Instead, she would rather do it indirectly by sticking her drones on them or making veiled pot shots. She has not directed critics directly.
And
in attempt, empty threat. You know, empty threats that...
Like, if she really feels that she is presenting an academic argument, then why doesn't she participate in a public debate? Held at an academically sanctioned debate. Webcast on live TV. Her against another person. And let's see if her ideals can hold up to academic scrutiny.
Well,
and let's see how she does when she's on the spot. And she does not have the benefit of standing back, doing research. Let's see if her ideals can hold up under on-the-spot scrutiny, shall I say. Because a true person's ideals are ones that are born on the fit upon spontaneity. Would you agree?
I'm not sure that I would agree on that, but...
Well, it could be that I'm talking out of my ass. If so, please forgive me.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily know exactly. You would know more about this.
Yes, because I have full view of my ass.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess you have to... I guess the only way you can know if you're an asshole is to see the asshole.
Yeah. Kind of.
Well, also, Seth does need to pass the Smith test, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, I get...
Okay, let's get this conversation out of the toilet, shall we?
Yeah. Shall we?
Enough potty humor.
Yeah. So... Shall we? Elton, what else is, what else is on the docket?
Oh, exactly. We're discussing how there's someone, quote unquote, had a fake furniture store to grow Mary Jane. Meaning marijuana.
Mary Jane.
Yes,
sorry about that.
Marijuana.
Sorry about that. I had to take another call.
Well, we've changed subject. Exactly. So, using fake furniture to grow marijuana.
Yes. Fake furniture store to have to grow Mary Jane.
What is the issue at hand?
Someone got arrested for using a furniture store to grow marijuana.
Well, I'll just simply say this. There's no reason at all marijuana should be banned. It is a naturally occurring substance that is exceedingly less harmful than cigarettes and alcohol. The fact that cigarettes and alcohol, which have very known adverse health effects, are not only legal but socially acceptable, but marijuana is both illegal and, for the most part, socially unacceptable, is not that wise, in my opinion.
Right, and it is kind of interesting to use furniture as a deterrent for growing medical marijuana, because...
Are you saying use furniture as a deterrent for marijuana?
No.
To
furniture
to
people.
Store.
Yeah.
Well, that's just one way he's had to do what he had to do. I don't blame the person.
No, I see if it is legal, it definitely do it. Just if it isn't
legal. Two things
legal,
would happen. Two things would happen if marijuana was legal. One, the Mexican drug lords would lose very much a shit ton of money, and the drug war in Mexico would probably disappear very quickly. Also, our prison population would decrease dramatically. Did you know that the U.S. has 30% of the world's prison population? Did you know that? Out of 6 billion people, the U.S. has roughly 300 million residents. There are 6 or 7 billion people on this planet, and yet the U.S. makes up 30% of the world's prison population. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that. I knew that exactly.
And did you know the majority of people busted for drug-related offenses are of African-American descent?
Yes.
And for the most part, and while the problem with our prison system is a discussion best served on later date, I would just say that if we could get rid of all those marijuana drug-related offenses, not only would the prison population decrease, we would also have more productive citizens. And if it's legalized, the government could also tax it, and more money for the government. And if it's legalized, you know damn well sure they're going to tax it. And also, if marijuana is legalized, the drug pushers on the side of the street will be out of business. If there's a legitimate way to get marijuana, drug dealers won't be able to sell it. Because, let's be honest here, if you had a legitimate means of maintaining marijuana, would you really buy it off someone at the street corner?
Well, I have, I have two answers for that. One, if I needed it, okay? If I needed medical marijuana to survive, right? I would then say, oh, I'm going to get it because I think that I deserve it, right?
Okay, but what about people who they enjoy it for recreational purposes, which I have no
issue
with.
Okay, if they enjoy it for recreational purposes, more power to them. Right?
Correct.
More power to them. Making money off of it?
Because what would happen if drug was legalized is you would have brands of marijuana. Like you have brands of cigarettes. Like you
right.
know, like you have your Newport and Marlboros. Companies
mm-hmm.
would step in and you'd have brands of marijuana. But also, you would have the home growers. But the point is there'd
right.
be a legal means of doing so. So,
right.
the days of going across the corner to get marijuana would be gone. You'd have the outlet chains with the brands, but also you'd have people who grow it that you would know personally. Like you say, oh, let's go to this person. He grows some really nice weed. And you'd go, you see what I mean?
I see what
the
you
days
mean.
Of, the days of going to a street corner to a random person, palming him a 20, and getting a dirty bag filled with weed would be gone.
Well, yeah, because they would be...
there is actually truth to this, because there are several documentaries on Netflix that deal with this, and they're really good. But I don't have time to actually mention the names. Just look up weed smuggling and drugs, and there's an excellent documentary. I can't think of the name right now of it. But
basically, sorry to interrupt, but in my opinion, history is repeating itself. We are in a prohibition all over again.
In what way? Because prohibition was, well,
from 1919 to roughly about 1933, alcohol was illegal in the United States for consumption and sale. In that time,
yes,
we had a rise in organized crime. There was speakeasies, and crime was rising because people wanted alcohol, but they had to go to other means of doing so. So,
right,
we are seeing the same sort of thing happen with marijuana. People want marijuana, and they will do what they can to get it. You see what I mean?
Yes. Yes, people will do what they want to get it. But it doesn't necessarily make it a good thing. You know what
or
I mean?
Or it would be... I
it depends on the situation.
Right.
Right.
My,
if you're an AIDS patient suffering from leukemia, then medical marijuana is a great thing. But you're saying, Allison, what?
I
have a question for you.
My opinion is...
Yes.
Okay, this leads into the drug problem in question. What if all drugs were legal, but we treated drug-related things as not as a criminal problem, but more as a medical problem? Like, we don't send someone in jail for heroin possession. We send them to rehab and get them help instead of incarcerating them and possibly making them a worse person. So, instead of criminalizing a person who does drugs, you should treat them. Now, granted, drug traffickers, yes, I agree, certain legal measures be taken, but the average user should not be punished criminally, but more medically. Because how many people go to jail for, like, oh, we found heroin in your car, we found cocaine. Instead of sending you to rehab, we sent you to jail. Have fun detoxifying yourself in a prison cell.
May I say something, please?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I feel if it is legal in that area, then it would be a different story. If it's not legal in the area that it takes place, then it's a different story entirely.
I agree with that totally. You know, then it's not legal at all.
Well, some things should be made legal. Marijuana, for instance.
In what regard?
Marijuana should be made legal for recreational and medical use for consumption and sale.
Why?
I have already stated those reasons early in the show.
I think in hindsight, you're right, Nick. But in today's culture, we're constantly trying to prevent the drugs. So it's a war on...
Which precisely leads into the whole problem. It's a war on drugs. Okay? When...
Yes?
You're combating a problem when you should be treating it. Like, look for example. Mexico is outright waging war with the drug cartels. Both sides are fighting to a standstill. Endless lives are lost. And it's not looking like either side will win. They are literally waging a war on drugs. And frankly, if marijuana was legal, the drug cartels would lose a great source of money, seeing as how Mexico supplies a lot of the U.S. with marijuana. There'd be a legal distribution, thus eliminating street corner drug pushers. And also, our prison population was vastly decreased because of busting little Timmy with an ounce of weed.
So, are you saying that you would like our country be like Amsterdam? Or just taking
What I'm saying is, I feel it should be just as socially acceptable for someone to light up a joint as it would be to light up a cigarette. Seeing as how a joint is actually healthier for you than a cigarette, and vastly healthier than alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as how both of those have long-term health problems, while marijuana has very much proven health benefits.
Got it.
Like, for example, the worst that would happen if you have marijuana is that you clean out your fridge and probably gain 10 pounds.
Right. I get it.
Quite right.
Okay. Allison, do you have anything to say to this?
All right. I think we should move on.
We have about.
Facebook has had its fair share of blunders.
Oh, if you want to talk about something insanely silly, did you hear that Facebook went out on Monday for a short period of time?
Oh, I did.
Yes, and everybody was relieved.
Quite the contrary. There were people who called 911 over Facebook being out.
That's kind of ridiculous.
This is the world we live in, where ridiculous is normal and common sense is not really common.
I swear, somebody texted me. I was on Facebook, Facebook went down. I kind of figured that it went down.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Go to bed.
Definitely a good sign.
It's not terrible.
If Facebook is down, it's obviously telling you to get the bed.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Facebook's down. I guess that means I should go to bed.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do, so I'm going to go to bed. Why?
It's like, oh, Facebook, down. There's nothing good in my YouTube feed. I've watched all the good pornos. I think I'll go to bed.
It's not like an interesting outside, though.
Yes, it's actually kind of cold outside right now in my area.
1-2 inches of snow.
I don't know the exact inches. It's been sticking.
Mm. Well, it's stuck, but not much around here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's just say there's, in my neck of the woods, we have days where you can count the degrees on one finger.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, how many degrees is it? Oh, all I need is one hand to show the amount of degrees.
And you felt like every freaking degree.
Yeah.
So, I really don't feel the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, though. That's kind of hard to feel. Would you agree, Allison, that it's kind of hard to feel 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, my.
Hey, George, can say oh, my sometimes on the show.
Well, if you want George to carry on the show, all you have to do is ask.
Oh.
Because, oh, my, you have no idea how much of a fan I am of the show. Because, you see, George Takei is quite a fan of AMC Press. He just loves the oh my moments. So, Red Hood, is there anything you'd like to ask George Takei?
Why did you do Star Trek for all those years?
Say again, please.
Yes, why did you do Star Trek for all those years? And more importantly, what are you doing about Chinese concentration camps?
The money, Lebowski. Why else? Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Saw ship Enterprise. It's continuing mission to seek out brave new life forms and boldly go where no one has ever gone before.
Well, yeah. Anyway, and I guess in terms of there's a last story, right? With only 15 minutes to spare.
There's a storm coming. I hope you're prepared.
Well, there's a storm coming.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
I'm sorry. I have no dinghy to play with.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
But remember, the dinghy, it goes ring ding 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 ding.
Just remember,
yeah,
the dinghy is also a lie.
But you know
yeah,
what else is a lie?
What has gone on this show tonight? Oh my goodness.
You know.
Yeah, I have no
you
idea.
You know what else is a lie?
So anyway. Anyway, we're going to cover our last article of the night. So, we all agree that cops are stupid. But cops, in terms of cops being drunk cops and hitting officers while they were dealing with a drunk driver, even more interesting. In Grand Prairie, Texas, police in Dallas, a Dallas suburb, said to a drunk driver to crash into an empty squad car while officers were busy dealing with another drunk driver that they pulled over in Grand Prairie. Said the police that then the third driver crashed into another squad car, but this driver wasn't drunk or high.
The next day, the Dallas Morning News had something to say about it, that the officers that were pulled over in the first place around 3 a.m. And now, I can only imagine all 18 of them going, yes.
Exactly. What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
More of an ignoramus than a maroon, anyway.
I think we have an idiot here, a very special kind of idiot, one who has no bounds on logic nor reason.
I wouldn't say idiot. But anyway.
Yes, good for me, because I just won the lottery. And also, I saved a lot of money in my car insurance by switching to Geico.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't think Geico would appreciate us because of the fall. Yeah, we don't do.
There goes the sponsorship.
Yeah, right. Or there goes a lot.
And then also boom goes the dynamite.
Anyway, I think we're going to end our show.
I think Allison might have something to say. I'm not sure.
Oh, Allison, do you have something to say?
Yeah.
I, myself, think that what goes on, especially with the stupidity that could be people getting outraged over Facebook or down to finding interesting ways to grow marijuana. There's all stupidities tends to flock together in certain ways. So, on that note, we will bid you adieu until tomorrow. You know where
That's
we are.
Right.
Follow us on itsmyurals.com/AMC Press, and we'll be back.
And we survived the blizzard of the great blizzard of 2015.
Exactly.
Yeah, not.
So there's more to come.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a great night, everybody. Good night.
So long, and thanks for all the fish.
Yeah. Night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.